And it's another cup of tea show, and I'm delighted to be joined over Zoom by star of stage and screen, Chris O'Dowd. Chris, welcome to the Anfield Wrap.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Well, thanks so much. I know it's been a little bit of work tying you down. You got in touch to have a go at us for slagging you off on a show. To be fair, I just forget people are listening, to be honest with you. I was just talking to my friends. I promise I slagged you off louder in my head than I did on a podcast there. So there we are.
No, it's been such a mad year, and I'm so glad I finally got on at our lowest bloody point.
I know. You came on in front of it. We're recording this just after Everton. I'm not sure when it's going to go out actually, but it's frustrating, obviously, being a Liverpool fan sort of at the moment. But how's life for you generally before we get into the footy stuff?
Things are good. I mean, you know, like everybody, I'm bored out of my hole, and we've got two young kids, so it's that weird thing of being absolutely exhausted and also really bored, which seems kind of unfair, but it feels like the fog is lifting a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we in the UK, we've got kind of, you know, a map out of it, which, you know, can be broken at any point by our government, I'm sure. But, you know, but it still didn't stop me booking a lot of things. Last night.
Do you know what? You gotta have a light at the end of the tunnel. You gotta do something, you know.
Yeah.
We're in Toronto. We're for 5 months, and it's everything. It's serious lockdown here, and it's proper quarantine. Can't leave the house for a couple of weeks. All kind of stuff, but it's so fucking cold. Where would you be going?
Yeah,
it's minus 13 here today. I'm like, nah, you're good. I'll stay inside. So